وين أمة الإسلام اللي عددها مليار ما شافوا اليتامى والنساء الأطهار والنازحين اللي عافوا دار بتر دار من رحمتك يا خالقي افتح لنا باب افتح لنا باب يا رب الأرباب.
Where is the Ummah 1 billion strong? Have they not seen the orphans and the pure woman and the displaced ones tossed from one place to the next? Your mercy we seek, O our Creator. Open a door for us, O Lord of the worlds. We seek refuge at your door. The creation, O Allah, all have sold us for dust. After over a decade of conflict, Syria remains the world's largest refugee crisis. Since 2011, more than 14 million Syrians have been forced to flee their homes in search for safety. More than 7.2 million Syrians remain internally displaced in their own country, where 70% of the population is in need of humanitarian assistance and 90% live below the poverty line. Approximately 6.2 million Syrian refugees live in countries neighboring Syria or abroad. We visit a refugee camp on the outskirts of Darkush today, and what we encounter transports me back to the opening years of this human catastrophe. Even though we are purportedly at the end of this chapter of injustice, the scenes at this refugee camp are kind of indistinguishable to what I had witnessed visiting Syrian refugee camps in Aleppo some 10 years ago. Mirroring what the Munshid Usama Salman sang of at the time, as one descends into the camp, one is met by a large group of children from it, who tail along with you wherever one goes, and follow your every move with innocent curiosity. Take a picture of me so it is sent as a message to the Ummah. Maybe they will answer the call of Sham, says Usama Salman, describing the sentiments of displaced children as they encounter visitors to the camp. Take a picture of the thousands of us who are left homeless because of the violence. There is a sinking feeling knowing that 10 years later, there are thousands in the same condition. The children are still having their pictures taken, and these still need to be disseminated with the Ummah to awaken our consciences. One truly feels embarrassed to stand before these special servants of Allah, not offering any immediate solutions. As Maulana Bilal repeatedly affirms to the displaced persons, do forgive us. We have fallen short in fulfilling the rights we owe to you. We find some consolation from the refugee camp manager, Fawaz Al-Jumi, who indicates that if our journalism and fact-finding becomes a means towards encouraging others to assist and remain engaged, then it is fruitful. We also find a great sense of satisfaction with the divine decree from the refugees, praising Allah and prefixing everything they say with Alhamdulillah.
والله الحياة مخيم الحمد لله رب العالمين صعبة ولكن الحمد لله يعني صبرنا والحمد لله رب العالمين الله من علينا في التحرير والنصر بفضل الله عز وجل أولا.
In some ways, the scenes in these refugee camps are undeniably different from the early stages of the war. The refugees are much more settled, and their demeanor does not reflect the life and death pleas from the early days. Yet behind the apparent, there is no doubt oceans of pain.
هل تصل الكاميرا يا عمي لتسجل صيحات عظام؟ هل تقدر أن تصف عذابي أو تنقل صوت الأسقام أو تسمع آهات فؤادي وتبلغ عنه الأقوام؟
Can your camera, O uncle, record the cries of our bones, says Osama Salman. Can you ever describe our pain or bear the voice of our sorrow or hear the screams of our hearts and relate it to the people?
فالعجز يقيد أيديهم حتى ضحوا كالأيتام.
What is striking in our interactions in this refugee camp, though, is the genuine euphoria amongst inhabitants towards the fall of the regime and support for Syria's new leadership, despite their own challenges.
أنا من جنوب حلب.
من جنوب حلب.
اسم
65-year-old camp elder Muhammad Hussein welcomes us into his tent. The sides of the shelter are padded with makeshift materials to protect from the cold. Possessions are neatly packed away in one corner, and a stove with a chimney is at the center of the tent. Muhammad Hussein has lived through many phases of challenges in Syria and tells us that he was affected by a severe bout of COVID during the pandemic as he dwelt in his tent. The Syrians are strong people, but we are tired, he says. Still, everything, he says, is interspersed with the characteristic strength of iman of the people of Sham.
If
I had to leave my home, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was also forced to leave his beloved Makkah, he adds. I now feel like a king, Muhammad Hussein says of his feelings after the fall of the Assad regime. Living under the regime was worse than death. He thanks Allah for ridding the country of Iran and Hezbollah as well.
Alhamdulillah, wa ni'am lillah wa shukr li Allah.
Strikingly, from his meager tent that is exposed to the harshest elements, he is most generous in his praise for the new Syrian leader, Ahmed Sharra, asking Allah to extend his life and saying he represents true Islam.
How
The camp manager, Fawaz Al-Jumi, concurs, calling Syria's new government a wise leadership and emphasizing the necessity of all Syrians working together to rebuild their country. He explains why so few Syrians are yet to return to their homes from such refugee camps despite the fall of the regime.
Yes, we've been liberated by the grace of Allah. But there's still a deep sense of agony. We returned to our homes, our villages, our cities. All of it was destroyed or partially destroyed. They were uninhabitable. There was no basic essentials of life. So we've been forced to continue living in these camps until Allah grants us relief. The cost of living is exhaustive. We're unable to rebuild our homes to what it previously was. Our homes have been reduced to the ground. It is impossible to live in it.
This item is very important to the basic life. So most of them back to the Idlib, and you know that this in winter is very cold, no fuel, nothing to help them to warm their families, no electricity. So they decided to finish the winter. Then after the summer, they should to start it.
The camp manager highlights the total lack of opportunities for residents of the camp. We lack work and we lack income, he says, calling on Muslims worldwide to pitch in to help these neglected Syrians realize their dreams. As of the 20th of February 2025, it is estimated that more than 292,000 Syrians have returned to Syria from neighboring countries. Moreover, as of the 9th of February, 829,490 internally displaced persons have returned to their areas of origin since the end of November 2024. Thus, more than 1 million Syrians have returned home since the fall of the Assad regime. Depending on how the situation inside Syria develops, it is projected that up to 1.5 million Syrians are to return from neighboring states in 2025, and up to 2 million IDPs are also projected to return in the short term. Upon arrival, they will again have to contend with the struggle to access basic services, in particular, functioning electricity, warm water and heating supplies, as well as repairs of damaged homes. Today's visit is a reminder of the plight of millions of forgotten Syrians whose lives are still stuck in limbo. While cherishing the new dawn, true freedom will only be realized the day these millions will be able to return to their homes in dignity.
ما بتحرير ايه ما عمرونا هذيك الساعه تحرير اصلي.